managers, you've learned a new framework called DQ selling. Now, it's up to you and your people to put it in place with the customers in your area. Fundamentally, DQ selling follows a problem-led approach that is then followed by a solution. It's oftentimes the exact opposite of what most salespeople have been doing. So it's going to require your steady hand and clear vision of what you're trying to create with implanting DQ selling as the way that your salespeople sell. Now let's talk about what you can do to help it come to life. Okay? So, because quite frankly, you're going to be the most important person in making sure that that happens. And if you will do that, then you're going to see the sales results on the heels of that that you're going to be mighty proud of. All right? So, in the past, oftentimes, the sales manager will ask a question of, how big is the deal and when is it going to close? Because, quite frankly, you are getting a lot of pressure oftentimes from people above you, finance and your manager, et cetera, that are wanting to know, what does the pipeline look like? We have a company to run here. We've got to pay our bills. We've got to satisfy our shareholders, et cetera. So, you may be getting enormous pressure from above about closing deals and getting them done in a particular quarter. But probably, the worst thing to ask a salesperson early in the deal process is, how much is the deal worth and when is it going to close? It's actually crazy making for a salesperson, simply because the only sane answer to that is, I have absolutely no idea, because you're so early in the process. Now, later in the sales process, when you're up in stages 7, 8, 9, then you can begin talking about what's the size of the deal and when does it look like it's going to close. That's an appropriate time to ask that question. But until then, there are four simple questions you want to ask your people on each deal they have. The first question is, what stage is the customer at in this particular deal? And, really, you want to be listening to the person that you're working with to find out if they're actually using the DQ framework. So probably a good idea would be to have your workbook handy or use a laminated card with the 10 steps of the process on there, so that you can have that as a reference point. So first question, which stage is the customer at? The second question is, what stages has the customer skipped or slid through? And so again, if a customer is, let's say, up in stage 7 or 8, which is where a lot of customers like to start, then, what about the previous steps? Like diagnosing the problem and, getting the cost of the unsolved problem, in selecting a solution team. What about those steps? And so you want to ask your salesperson, which steps has the customer skipped? And then the third question is that you want to ask your people is, which step do you want to go back and cover with your customer now that they've skipped? Okay? And then literally make plans for that. And then the fourth thing is then asking the question, what is your very next step with the customer? And so those four questions are the framework of how you keep people mindful of the DQ selling stages, and it keeps them on track with using a problem-led approach, so that when a customer slides through the problem section, the problem and cost section, is they can be redirected very cleverly and very, thoughtfully back to steps that need to be covered off if you want the sale to proceed quickly and for it to actually have a high chance of closure. Okay? So use these four steps with your people and use them in every conversation where you talk about deals, and you'll see DQ selling come to life within your team.